Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to Messages from Heaven, and thank you for joining us. My name is Sean Tannenbaum. I am happy to be joined by Lori McGuire. We are both psychic mediums who are here to spread the light. In each episode, we will take the calls and attempt to help each person by answering questions or channeling information from the other side. We both do private readings as well. I can be reached at 516-673-6554 or email at psychicsean, that's S-H-A-U-N, at gmail.com. Lori is a psychic medium and healer as well. She can be reached at info@charmedeclectichealing.com. The information is also in the descriptions. We are running the show from Charmed Eclectic Healing Shop on Long Island, where they offer readings, healings, and learning experiences, as well as offer a variety of crystals, jewelry, and much more. You can learn more by visiting their Facebook site. Hi, how's everyone doing today?
Hello.
I am again here with Lori, and we're going to take some calls and try to help some people. First caller?
Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
Thanks for taking my call. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely. Perfect.
Okay,
all
good.
Right, well, how can we help you today?
I called last week, but I was at the very tail end of the show, and you're like, well, call in next week. So I'm the girl with the family issues, and I just wanted to see what you were picking up. For me, it doesn't have to be about my family. It could just be about me. I'm kind of tired of hearing about them anyway, but.
I gotcha. All right, let's see what we get. All right.
I keep on hearing about issues with your brother, and to just let it be for now.
Okay. I
you happen to have a dog?
Morning. Yeah, I have a dog. Yes.
Does he bark a lot?
Well, when I'm not home.
Well, when you called in, the first thing I saw was this dog, like, barking at the window. That's the only reason I asked that.
Yeah, he gets bad anxiety when I'm not home. He gets so scared.
Aw. All right.
I know.
All right. Now, as far as your job, are you changing or learning something new?
So what I did with my job was I started being open to the public, and I just started working with Amazon.
Congrats.
Very cool. And you enjoying it?
I would enjoy it more if I was making money at it. I have yet to see a return profit, but I got a good call today from a developer for a pretty big job. So
yeah, because they're telling me right away you have to give it some time.
Yeah, I keep on hearing by October there's going to be more money, or October is going to be a good goal.
Yeah, I got similar.
Do you feel good about the developer then? Hopefully. I don't know. This guy called me out of nowhere. He seemed like he was very frustrated, and I was like, oh, my God, I just prayed this morning that I would get a big job. I mean, I'm still working on quoting it and working with them, but it was nice to get that call.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're also telling me that you put a lot of stuff all the time. Like, you're always working on 10 different things.
Yes.
Yeah, you slow it down, they're telling me. Because you have to start focusing on specific projects and stuff like that, because
it's going to be overwhelming.
Exactly. Yeah. All right.
Yep, and I see besides that developer, there's like two or three other ones too that come in before or around October.
That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
Well,
I don't
work,
know if...
My work was really slow. Yeah. No, go ahead.
Well, no, I don't know if this is a father or grandfather, but he's kind of standing in front of me. He's tall, thin, kind of like a long face. Okay. And
Probably my dad.
Okay. I don't know why he's talking about a specific ring that you have. It's almost like it has blue in the actual band.
I have my mom's a ring from
yeah.
my mom he gave me.
I was just gonna say that. He's just telling me that he's still around, he's watching you, and he knows that you still have that ring. And you need to sit down every once in a while and just relax.
Okay.
All right, let me see what else.
Who's the AR that's crossed?
AR.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe my grandmother Margaret?
Oh, yeah, could be.
M-A-R.
I was going to say female. She just comes through very strong, too, as a protector. It's funny because when you were talking about the dog barking, that's who I've seen in the house with him.
Oh, okay.
So she's in there when you leave, you know, kind of protecting the house and trying to calm the dog down, which is funny because he really just doesn't listen to her anyway.
I believe she would be there when I'm not home. And the thing is like, you know, I followed in my dad's footsteps and you know, I haven't gotten a paycheck with COVID-19 and all the blah, blah, blah that was going on. And so, like, I feel like I have to continue to work, you know, and keep putting it out there until it starts coming back, you know. I do trust the universe. I do trust the process. But in the same token, I was taught that you get up, you go to work, you put in, you know, your time, and then you can go relax. So I'm not going to be somebody who just sits around and expects everything to come to me, even though I know that what you resist will persist. I just want the universe to know that I truly will work for my success.
Good. And it'll come back. I'm seeing good things by October. And just to maybe focus on 3 to 5 things instead of 10.
Absolutely.
Okay.
He's showing me like a lazy Susan, like you keep spinning to get other stuff.
Well, I went through a period of scarcity, and when you have things taken away from you, you know, you just want to have to, you know, kind of be in, I don't know, just like I went through a period of scarcity, and after that, it was like, okay, you know, I'm going to be in control of my finances and my habits, and I don't mind is the devil's playground, you know. I don't want to be anybody with bad habits, you know, so working and, you know, I do get out and enjoy myself, but probably not as much as I should, it's true. I will take that to heart.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, life is all about it, about having fun and the relationships that you reach. Do you have a friend named Kathy?
No.
I saw a C or a K name. It's a friend that you haven't contacted in a long time, and they feel that you should get back in touch.
Could be Kathleen.
Or Kathleen, okay.
Yes, Kathleen. Yes, yes. I just talked to her on Saturday, and she told me to move
Good.
To Florida.
She said that because I was just going to say, I feel like she's asking you to move closer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, they're saying
like,
they want
you
to keep in touch, yeah.
okay, I will. Okay. She's a very nice lady. She's lonely. She's intuitive, and she worries about me just working all the time, being by myself, not getting out to meet anybody, you know. I talked to her on Saturday, and she's like, you need to get out of the house. You're going to meet somebody if you get out of the house. So yesterday I went down by the lake and took my dog with me.
I think she might be a good networker, too, for whatever you're doing it is with the business or the Amazon or something involved there. I feel like she has good ideas or brainstorming. There's something to pick her brain about.
Absolutely. And this is a weird thing. It keeps coming up. Do you know, are you not eating good? Are you eating on the go all the time?
That would be accurate, yes.
Okay. I don't, do peanut butter and jellies come into the story?
I was going to ask if she had a peanut butter allergy.
Oh. I don't know if that has to do with your father or, I'm sorry?
Yeah. Well, no, my dad was a type 2 diabetic, so I have to really watch my sugar intake because I saw what it did to him, and I would never wish that on anybody. He didn't have a good end to his life because the diabetes took over, the Alzheimer's took over, and then when his health went down, that's what caused a lot of problems with the family. And then, you know, basically last week what we talked about was like the family's trying to manifest me back in to the picture. You know, they got rid of me, but, you know, I feel like their money situation isn't right. Now they see I'm doing really good.
Gotcha.
So, you know, like those kinds of things. And I literally just said, like at 2 o'clock when I was walking my dog, I'm just going to let it be, put it in God's hands and, you know, just keep doing what I'm doing. And so it looks like I'm right on time with that.
yeah.
I just said that.
But I have to stop for now to get to the next caller, but you do have other people here. I have an older woman that's talking about sombreros. So, but hopefully we'll talk again.
Okay, thank you very much for the reading. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
You
have a great day.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, hello.
Hi, how you doing tonight?
Hello.
Hi, I'm doing good. This is Yvonne.
What's your name?
This is Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne.
How can we help you?
Hi, yes. I was wondering, do I have to ask a question about this condition?
No, you don't have to ask a question. You can just ask for, you know, messages. Your phone is kind of going in and out, so hopefully we could still hear each other.
Yes, okay.
All right, let's see what comes through.
So I'm picking up on a male, like an uncle, like an uncle. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Does the initials GR or anything with the GR have anything to do with it?
No, not with him. His name didn't start with a G. I know. I don't know who that can be.
Okay.
Keep those initials for something. I think it's somebody else attached with him. Probably a male spirit as well, though.
Okay.
They call like right next to each other. Just getting that he's sending love and light. He's saying you need extra love right now and that he wishes he could be there and he's sorry that he can't. He like kisses your head and he says he sends you butterflies all the time.
Oh, okay, great.
Is April a big month for you? Is someone's like birthday coming up in April?
There's two people, my niece and my grandfather, that passed.
Okay. Then maybe I'm seeing
the grandfather that I was.
Maybe the grandfather. Was your grandfather like a? Did he like a lot of, like when he ate? Did he enjoy like beef, meat?
Yes.
Okay. Because he, I mean, he's. I don't know why spirits like to list foods that they like.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's like an identifier for them.
Associated.
Because he was talking about like beef burgundy and beef something else. And all right. Was your grandfather sarcastic?
Yes, very much.
All right. That makes sense. Because he's laughing about his birthday coming up. He goes, aren't you going to wish me a happy birthday? You going to come hang out? No. <All right. laughs> The one thing that he's saying to me is you have to trust your own instincts more. I don't know if you doubt yourself a lot.
I do. I really do.
Yeah. He's saying you have good instincts. You actually, you might be even getting information from the other side. I'm not sure. But he's trust yourself a lot more.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm not sure if you can pick up on this or one of you guys can, that I have mediumship. Can you verify that? I've been told a few times that I have mediumship.
That's pretty much what he said. Maybe, do you ever hear him?
No, I don't hear him.
Or sense him in the room?
I haven't heard. No, I haven't.
Well,
other people, other peer that I have.
Okay.
Yeah, other people, but not him.
Well, since he's present now and you're more aware of it, you could call on him because I think he's saying he's going to be helpful in helping, you know, deliver the messages to you, and he could be one of your guides.
Do you guys get any messages from anyone named Pac, P-A-C, Pac? That's for me.
Okay. Let's see. Before I go to the next person, your grandfather hangs out in your house a lot. Do you have, like, an armchair or a chair in the corner of the room that's not lit very well?
No. There's no chairs in here at all.
Because he's talking about his armchair. I don't know. Maybe that was when he was
that
alive.
That was in his house, maybe.
Oh, yeah. He had one, but it's not... We sold the house and got rid of all the furniture. So
okay, well,
yeah, he
could
one.
Be joking around a lot again, like saying he's in your house. Where's the armchair?
Oh, okay.
That's funny. All right, let's see about Pac. I hope I said that right.
Yeah,
you said
PAC.
PAC or PAC? Okay. So when you said that, I see like a broken heart, and I feel nothing but love.
Mm-hmm.
I see lightning, like flash, so gone too soon, and it was very quick.
Yeah, very. He died at 25. Yeah.
Oh wow. Did he play music, guitar specifically?
Not guitars, but he was involved in music very, very much.
Okay. Because I just saw like music strings, and I figured guitar. Okay.
What does the number 9 mean anything with him, or 09?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay, keep it in the back of your head. It might come up.
Okay.
And does he have a daughter?
No.
So he shows me watching over a younger girl. It kind of makes it feel like younger girls connected to you, though.
Yeah, that's, I have a daughter, and I always want him, I always say I want him to watch over her like a father figure to her.
Okay, so
what do you think about that?
Yeah. He's definitely watching over her because that's what he wanted to bring up.
Oh, okay, awesome.
And he's loving her
so
like
a
daughter, yes.
Yep. Okay, cool. I'm so thankful for that.
Is she born in September?
No, she was born in October 20th. But he passed away in September. When he was living, he passed away in September
30th. Oh, so that's where the 9 is from. Okay. Because I asked him again what that was for, and he said September.
Okay. Is his parents still alive?
No.
There's a lady here that's still alive, right?
Yeah. There's a woman,
Could
I don't
be
know.
An aunt or a sister?
Yeah, she's part of his family. Apparently, he's been trying to get messages to her, letting her know that he's okay, but I don't think she's open to that.
Oh,
that's why he's been
coming
to you a lot.
Will I see him again? I know he's passed, but I mean, like, will he, because he came down here, it's hard to say, I don't know how to say it. He came down here and visited me one time. Will I see him again?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're saying.
Of course.
Well, he's in your house a lot because he takes your position that you gave him as guardian very seriously.
Uh-huh.
What's with the spilled cup? He keeps showing me spilling a cup. I don't know what that means.
Oh, that means, in an African-American community, like I'm African-American, like when we pour out like liquor or soda or anything, it's just to signify like a blessing to them, like what, for their passing. Like it just comes to memory.
Wow, that's amazing.
He's validating that.
It can mean that. I'm not sure if he means that.
That makes sense.
It
he's nodding.
Right? Yeah.
No, he's definitely nodding.
Oh, okay.
And he's funny, too. He goes, and I was a bit of a klutz, but that's besides the point. All right. We have... We have to go soon. Is there anything else that you want to say, or?
Oh, will I find love soon from anybody? I'm really, really looking forward to that. A new relationship.
I gotcha.
Mm-hmm. I was seeing something with the number 3. So I don't know if it's 3 months or 3 years from your last relationship. When were you just in one?
Yeah, I just broke up with someone last week.
And how long were you together?
We were together 7 years.
Okay. All right. I'm going to say I feel like I'm going to go with my first. I feel like it's within the next 3 years. And I was hearing Derek or Eric, something that sounds something like that. Could be like a rhymes with. But yeah, somebody that's going to take care of you, more like emotionally fulfillment too there.
Okay.
And I think Mark is going to help send him to you.
That's cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, awesome. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hi, how are you tonight?
Good, thank you. This is Donna. I'm from California. How are you?
Good, how you doing? I have to...
You said Dara?
Donna, D-O-N-N-A.
Oh, Donna. Next week I'll get better speakers for my laptop.
I wanted to know if a relationship's coming in for me. I'd like something serious and also more money somehow.
What did we all?
Can you tell me when that happens for me? No.
Was there a Randy or Randall or something that sounds like that?
No, I don't know anyone like that. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, maybe you will.
Maybe I will. That's right.
It's weird.
What are you saying?
I saw a baby, and I don't know.
Her baby?
Yeah. Do you have a daughter?
No kids.
Okay. That's the first thing I saw when she called in was full infant.
A little baby?
Yeah. All right. Let's see what else.
Randy Randall. I feel like some. I feel like this person might already be in your life somewhere, and they are like a. I'm gonna say they work with their hands type of thing. I was gonna say Mason, but I feel like they're in the line, something like that.
Okay.
Like a city worker, but a hands-on worker, yeah.
A person's coming through to me. He's he doesn't look that old. I would say his 60s, 70s. Grayish hair, kind of flat and short. He looks like an actor to me, but I can't think of the name of the actor.
That could have been my ex-boyfriend. He died in his 60s. That was like 13 years ago.
He wasn't very tall, right?
About 5'10".
Okay. All right. Oh. Did you guys leave off badly?
Say that again?
Did you leave off badly with him? Because he's saying
yes.
That you need to...
Yes.
He's sorry, yes. And he wants you to let it go.
Yeah, I heard him apologize, too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't want that to stick with you or that to hold you back.
Yeah. And his exact words were he wants to let you know that he's sorry.
Mm.
He didn't see it the way that you've seen it here. And on the other side, he really seen the whole situation. And then he was like, oh, wow, yeah, that wasn't nice.
Yeah, he doesn't want you tethered by that anymore.
Okay.
Mm. And I guess you feel kind of guarded because of that happened? That you're kind of afraid to let people in? Yeah. That's what he's trying to kind of resolve.
Okay.
Wow, he was really set in his ways, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, everything had to be his. That's what it was like.
Yeah.
When I see him looking at it too, like the review, I guess that they do, and he was like, "Ugh, I didn't know I was that bad." Like when he was here, he did not think he was bad at all.
Yeah, exactly.
When
you cross over, you see it everything from a different perspective. I can't say the word.
Yeah.
My mom's on the other side. Her name is Anne. And I heard her voice not too long ago in the middle of my head. It was her voice. And she said I was going to be rewarded. That's why I think something really big is coming in for me. Because I heard that from her.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of waiting.
Something about
on
July is standing out to me.
Yeah, you're better with the
July,
dates than I am.
Yeah. I feel like July, something coming in around July. And I was going to say, actually, the person coming in to your life has, like, significant funds.
Mm.
He works to work, but I think he has money and he saved money. Okay.
That's what I do. Yeah. Guy coming in,
but he likes
money
to work,
yeah,
which is good. He works with his hands. He seems like he's a nice, good-looking guy.
Oh, good.
I love the,
like
I love
traveling.
The stuff they talk about.
I've done a lot of traveling in my life, but at this point, at the retirement age and all, I'd like to find someone and go traveling together.
Yeah. And you just need to, everything to slow down.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would say be open to ages, because I feel like he might even be younger than you.
That's fine.
But you can act on a good level, so.
Yeah. I'm kind of young for my age, and I look young, and I act younger, so that would be good.
Mm. Now, this is random. Like I said, I can't control what they talk about when they come through.
Uh-huh.
I think this is your mom complaining about your pillows.
Oh, funny.
I was fluffing them up.
Yeah, I have two of the same pillows. They're like down feather pillows, and I just love them. And wherever I go, I spend the night somewhere, I take it with me.
Yeah. She's, apparently there's something wrong with the firmness for her, I should say.
Oh, yeah, maybe, but that's how I
there's
like
no
it.
Support, she said.
No.
Like I said, very right. random things they say when they come through. Are you having, like, neck pain when you wake up? I don't know why she's bringing this
no.
up.
No.
Yeah, like I said, random stuff.
Are you studying astrology?
No, but I dabble in it a little bit. No?
Yeah, I feel like she's yeah. saying something about keep on doing it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can do that.
I see, and I've seen hieroglyphics. So I feel like that's saying you're going to make it to Egypt. I don't know if that's on like your bucket list, but
I wouldn't mind going there. I've never been there. I've
seen like the Pharaoh and a couple other, an evil eye that's for protection, but that's a lot in there. You know, the way they write.
Oh, cool. You see me staying in my town for a while, for at least a couple of years. My sister wants me to move up to where she is, but I'd rather stay where I'm at and meet my partner than live up where she lives on her ranch, you know? Kind of
right.
isolating.
Is she by, like, the big trees?
Yeah, a lot of huge oak trees. They have 450 acres, so it's a big parcel. Yeah.
I think you're going to end up there, but not now. Maybe like 7 years from now.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh. But in a much bigger house.
Yeah. Bigger house, bigger space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Great. That'd be wonderful.
More connected.
Yeah.
They're also showing there's like a spiritual awakening coming for you.
Okay.
I feel like that has to do though with the guy that you meet, because I think they're on like a higher vibration and I think they actually help pull you up.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Absolutely.
Wow, nice. Will I meet him, you think, where I'm living now in my town of Santa Barbara? Will I meet him there?
I think it's a roundabout.
Okay. What does that mean, roundabout?
I don't know if
around
he exactly
area?
Lives there, but somewhere close, not too far away from there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like under
2 hours. Okay. Yeah, there's a couple of people joining town.
All right.
And I would just say keep your eyes open. I feel like he might be around somewhere already, and he might be a little younger than your go-to usually is. So.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, don't limit yourself.
Yeah, I won't. Yeah, good. Yeah, wonderful. Excellent.
Well, I hope that helped you a little bit.
Yes, thank you. It did very much. Thank you, both of you, and continue having a wonderful
thank you.
Day.
All right,
you
too.
You.
Bye. Bye. Hi, good evening.
Hi, my name is Martha.
Hi, Martha.
Hi, Martha.
I just wanted to see if you could connect me with my past loved ones, if they have any messages.
Sure, let's see. Before I start, are you very into nature? Or surrounded
really.
By trees?
No.
I did see trees. They seem like fairies.
Yeah, like a fantasy forest, I guess. That's the first thing that popped up for both of us.
Or have you been doing, like, meditations or, like, astral projection, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's more like when she's meditating what she sees.
Do you meditate and kind of do that?
No,
it's,
but I
it's more
should.
Of a meditation and dreaming.
Yeah, it could be dreaming. It's like your higher self is there all the time.
Yeah.
So maybe it could also be a good message to get back to nature, you know, ground. Maybe you need more grounding to feel more connected. Who's the SP that's crossed?
I'm not sure.
Could be a last name. I was hearing Spike. I'm not sure that's anybody's real name. Could be a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess it could be a pet.
All right.
But I will say it is connected to a male spirit. I don't know if this is dad, uncle, or brother, but they come across as fairly young, too, like 40s or 50s. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Is it your brother or your dad?
I would think uncle.
Your uncle, okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that makes sense, because I feel like he's not so much a dad, like a brother dad. I don't know if he crossed from a heart attack or something with his chest and breathing. And you know what's the weirdest thing? He knew. He said he was always worried about this, and he knew. Like, I don't know if he predicted a younger death or how he was going to die, but he's like, I just knew. I knew it was going to happen. He's saying he's thankful for the life that he lived, but he did wish he had a longer time here.
Yeah.
Is he Irish? Because he gives you like a four-leaf clover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sending you good luck. And I don't know. I mean, I know St. Patrick's Day was just recently, but he said he felt his presence a lot then too.
The day he passed away.
Oh, wow.
And is he Mark or is that somebody else?
No.
Could be somebody alive.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. Like you said, he was calling out Mark. I don't know what that means.
Do you dance or did you dance when you were younger?
Yeah.
Because I have an older woman coming through and she still calls you like her tiny dancer.
I see like a studio picture of you too in a, like a dance outfit.
Yeah. Could this be like a grandmother? She's very sweet. A little short, I would say.
Oh, it could be my grandma or great-grandma.
Okay. I don't know if this is from you, but she has like a little music box with a dancer on it. Does that make sense to you?
Or the ballerina.
Or ballerina.
It's maybe like would come back to me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But when she says when she sees that, she sees you.
That looks like her. Yeah.
Not sure.
Okay. It might come to you. It might come up later.
Yes.
Do you remember or know if she drank tea a lot?
I think she did.
Okay. Were you, am I talking to somebody that you didn't know very well? Excuse me.
She passed away a long time ago.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm going to try to go to the next person.
My uncle's death was just a couple of days ago.
Oh, you're, wow.
What happened?
Your uncle, because that was around St. Patty's Day.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
I see something with like a British flag. I don't know if that means anything to you. Did you see that?
No, I have your uncle talking about his car.
What did they say?
Well, was it supposed to go to someone and it went to someone else, or they got rid of it?
Or they couldn't start it?
I'm sure. His car. The car
something happened.
With the car, yeah. There's car problems with this.
There's problems with it.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
like the car accident caused him to get neck surgery, and then he had a heart attack.
Oh. Okay. Then that's why he's complaining about the car. That makes sense.
Yeah. It's so fun. He's like, he's fine and in good spirits, but he's so mad because he's like, I knew this was going to happen. Like, was he telling you that or somebody that?
I don't know.
He keeps on saying, like, I knew this was going to happen. Like, they were going to mess it up. Or just it was his timing. He's like, he knew it. He does say there's a lot of unwritten stuff or unwritten things.
It's funny. Your family, they talk about themselves a lot. Is there anything that you want to know about yourself?
No, that was it. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, I'm happy to help. You have a wonderful night.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing this evening?
Hello.
Good.
How can we help?
You know, I've been listening the whole time, so I should ask a question in particular.
You can if you want. And what's your first name, by the way?
It's Michelle.
Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Now, is there anything you want to know, or are you just looking to get messages?
You know, I always ask about my love life, but nobody's ever gotten it right ever. So, you know, I always ask about that. So I would like to meet somebody, but, you know, what can I say?
Is there somebody in your life right now?
Nope.
Is there somebody, though, let's put it this way, that is like a friend, but you always consider like platonic?
Nope.
He seems like a little bit of a big guy, nice, friendly. So maybe he's not like an always friend, but he's there or like always in the background, maybe see him once a year. I don't know. I feel like there's somebody in your life where that comes and goes, but you haven't given him a chance maybe.
Nope. Nobody. There's no way.
All right, so just keep this in mind. And he is a good soul. He's a sweet soul. It's just maybe you never thought of him that way. So I'm going to say just later on, think about it, maybe list a couple people. But I do feel like he's not always constant, but he's here and then he goes.
I don't really have anybody.
Big and handsome.
Let me ask you something. Have you had love before and it like broke off?
Yeah, a few times.
Oh, they keep showing me
not
like
recently.
She's trying to fill a hole in her heart
from somebody.
I don't know if it's from somebody or something.
Was one of them like a traumatic breakup?
I think different, I think they all hurt, you know, but over the years, you know, I mean, it's just too bad that it didn't work out.
All right.
Is there a Kenny?
No.
Okay, keep that name in mind or just the double letters in the name. I heard Todd too, but double letters.
Todd?
I think you can. Yeah.
Mm. Well, I know a Todd with one D, and he doesn't even live in the same state, and there's no way we're getting together. He's a friend.
I would just say
maybe
keep that option as an open doorway, if there is anything that you would consider common things or any interest, I would say keep it open. I don't hear everything for nothing, you know?
Yeah. Well, you did say he'll come in from
the pit, or you know him from somewhere, yeah. I also feel like, too, there's been timings in your life where either you were tied up or he was tied up, like with, you know, you were you were involved with somebody else. You like just timing didn't match up, and I feel like it's going too soon. I think he might be.
No, I don't think
a good option.
I haven't seen him in has to be like 8 years, and he just doesn't travel, and I don't live in the same state. I live cross country, so.
Okay.
And plus, he's not the relationship type. He's, you know, and he's younger. He's looking for somebody younger. It's just, I mean, I did like him in the past, but you know, he lies to himself, lies to me, and it just never took off because, you know, he was still married and he was never getting a divorce.
I think he's single now, though. Keep it as an option.
Each other.
Yeah. Just keep it as an option. Because I do feel like maybe in the past he wasn't a traveler, but I see now like he's more willing to travel. People change a lot in age.
I just asked him, you know, when are you coming out? And it's the same thing. You know, oh, well, maybe next year. I don't know. You know, I can't, you know, predict. He's not going
I feel
anywhere.
Like sometime in May, actually. I'm going to say like May or June.
Okay.
And we don't have to stay on this subject, but I would say keep it as an open option.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I have a grandmother figure here. I guess she was sick for a long time before she died. She's showing me like the oxygen thing that goes in the nose. All right.
I don't think she ever took oxygen, but she was diabetic for a long time with heart disease.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sometimes they could show me like the hospital gown and stuff like that as just evidence of them being sick.
I see something with a wishbone from her, too.
Yeah, she said. Do you smoke or have some, like, bad habits? She's saying, like, you're addicted to something.
Food. No, I don't have any addictive habits. Just food.
Okay.
I would like to lose weight.
I don't know if you've been eating more recently out of like a depression or she's saying you're trying to almost you're trying to fill yourself to fill the hole in the heart, which she's not making fun at all. She's just watching you and she wants you to be healthy.
Yeah.
So that's it. Just some advice from her. She's ring the bell. Ding, ding. I don't know what that means.
Hmm.
Huh.
I don't know. I see a wishbone. I don't know.
I'm not sure. Well, I do have to get to the next caller. I hope we've helped you a little bit.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
Thank you. Good luck. Keep us posted.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
Okay, we got time for one more caller. Hi, how are you?
Hi. Good. Hi. My name is Azara. Thanks for taking my call. I was just wondering if you guys see anything for my daughter in terms of her finding a partner and possibly getting married anytime soon.
I heard marriage, but maybe like 5 years down the road. How old is she?
Are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, something happened.
Okay. How old is your daughter?
She's 30.
Oh, okay.
30. Mm-hmm. Is her name Jennifer?
No.
I see her connected with a Jennifer.
Well, first, do you have anything to do with doing nails? I don't know if it's something you like to do or.
No. No connection.
They're showing me
nails.
Like a nail salon. I don't know if that has to do with your daughter.
Hmm.
All right.
No.
Maybe she doesn't do them. I've seen that too, but it could be like maybe that's because she's gonna get married and it's like the getting ready and you know doing all of that like pampering stuff for the wedding.
The first thing they're telling me.
Yeah.
Is this really for her or for you? That's the first thing they said.
Oh, it's so funny.
She seems to be happy.
No, she actually would like to be in a relationship. She just had some bad luck, unfortunately. Yeah, so it's for her, not for me.
I gotcha.
Does she work as a correction officer or a police officer or something like that?
No.
So that could be maybe what her partner's going to be working as?
Mm-hmm.
I see handcuffs. Maybe security.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. I hope not.
not like on a bed. I meant like in their pocket.
No.
I don't think
what
she kind
of
was thinking about either.
No, I hope it's
I
not
I keep
a
it in 5 years.
Within 5 years. Oh, my God. Okay.
All right. Well, the first thing that I'm seeing that your daughter's a very free spirit. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is.
She's, you know, she kind of goes wherever it takes her and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And she's going to meet a person that's much more grounded.
Yeah, like more like schools and strict.
Mm. Yeah.
That's what I was picking up, like the officer or some, you know.
Mm.
Like they're following.
Yeah, absolutely.
But she goes outside the line.
Yeah, no, she's, I guess flighty is the right way to say it. I don't know how you say that. Very free flowing, but you know, that's how she is.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm not good as with dates and stuff as much as Lori is, but I'm seeing this fall. She's going to meet somebody.
Oh, that's good.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, they're going to be down to earth. They're going to be very good with their money, organized.
She needs someone like that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does she wear a bracelet for luck? They keep showing me a bracelet that she's wearing.
No, she used to wear a necklace for luck, but for balancing the energy or something.
Okay. Well, they want her wearing it again because it kind of, when she thinks about her balancing her own energy, she sends out
her aura, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because her energy is very good. But sometimes it's wild, like it's all over the place.
Something about trauma between 25 and 27. Maybe that was a bad relationship, but. I think she's healing from that.
Mm. Yeah, I think she's healed from that. But
good.
Yeah.
She absorbs a lot.
Yeah, no. I mean, she might even have the gift, the way that they're talking about her energy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she's an empath, like she feels other people's energies when she's around them.
She's sensitive and cares about people. Yeah.
Yeah, well, she definitely has that ability. Maybe that's why they wanted her to wear that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is a mother of yours or grandmother, but she has a lot of sass.
My grandmother.
Yeah.
Was she a Susan or an S name also?
No.
She's very loud. It's funny.
What's he saying?
you get your nose out of her business.
That's so funny.
But she's smiling. She doesn't, you know.
She's joking.
She's teasing me. Yeah,
exactly. She's like, and let's work on you having more fun and living your life as well. You focus on her life. Sometimes you forget.
No, I'm working on it. She knows. Sorry?
Yeah.
Is your daughter a twin?
No, no.
Do you write?
No. I've been told I'm supposed to write a book.
Oh, well, there you go. And I almost feel like it's going to be like a children's book almost.
Oh, I don't know.
For your upcoming kids.
Yeah, I think there might be two. Maybe she's going to have twins. She's either going to have two twins.
Two children, one set.
Very close together, or one set of twins. Yeah, I definitely see a boy. And the other one could be a boy or a girl. The boy is more stronger energy.
And yeah, they're showing me all this stuff. Obviously, we don't like to give too much away, but she's going to be very excited about this. And I guess you'll be upset because she doesn't want a traditional wedding.
Oh, really? Oh.
I don't know. We'll see. This is all what's coming through, but no.
I was seeing, like, destinations. I heard something about Denmark. I was hearing Christy all over.
Oh, my God. I hate destination weddings.
We'll see. Things can change.
We'll see. Oh, but that sounds nice. I hope she finds someone really nice and that something happens.
Yeah,
everybody says she's going to have a girl at least, and at least two kids, so...
And I feel like they come, like, I see by 35 married and like 36 children, or at least one. So it comes right. It'll just come right after another.
Nice.
Very cool. Well, I hope this helped you a little bit. Now, keep focusing on yourself, too. You need to have a good life, too.
Yeah. I'm actually trying to look for something to occupy my time and fulfill me, so I am working on it, definitely. It's important. Thank you so much. Hey. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a great night.
Have a great night.
You too. Bye.
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 All right. That's all the time we have for tonight. If there's anyone we didn't get to, please call back next week, Monday at 6 o'clock. We'll be back on. And I hope you have a great night. Love and light. Have a good one.
Good night.